Happy Thursday, everybody, and I have good news. I've consulted the Tomes of Dark Knowledge, and they have informed me that DJ Deck's Tyranny cannot begin until I pick some kind of random song to begin the process. DJ Deck is essentially a differencing engine, and as such, needs something to difference. So I'm just going to pick whatever song I like. And then DJ Deck will wake up and start making all the decisions about music from then on. Unless he can't, for whatever reason. Anyway, here's a song.
Every night I cried, I almost died, and nobody close tried to stop it. Long as everybody getting paid, right? Everything will be okay, right? I'm winning, so nobody tripping. Bet if I ever fall off, everybody go miss. At night, I'm sitting in the dark room thinking, probably why I always end up drinking. Yes, I'm very depressed. How did somebody so best when the slip they rip? Shit, I probably beat out some Pino. When they find me, I'm in Valentino. Hey, you pouring me shots, thinking it's lit.
Leave me alone.
A bitch like me would ever hit rock bottom. Man, I miss my parents. Way too anxious. Always cancel my plan. Pull it up, call him cheating. Give his dick suck in the same spot I'm sleeping. Lord, give me a break. I don't know how much more this shit I can take.
How you been worried about me telling people that's not me? Honestly, it kind of feel like you plotting, watching. Why is you speaking on me if I know it's when you acted like you ain't know it? I'm stripping, going crazy. And they low-key hating so they ain't gonna say shit. Damn, I finally see. I'm killing myself and bitches are dying.
I'm about to stress it. Peanuts round his neck, but this ain't the mission. Think it's going down. Now we stand corrected. This must be the best. I'm about to stress it.
I ain't going.
Fire, God.
No emotion.
No fire.
Back outside. Back in motion.
Back in motion.
He keep calling.
God.
I ignore it.
I
he say I'm crazy. Don't I know it?
Okay, I'm splicing this audio in after the fact, after having a little chat with my beloved Susie, who started it with, we need to have a little chat. So this whole thing about boat people and small boats, it's meant as irony, because if you spend any time with me whatsoever, you'd realise that I'm very leftward leaning. And I'm quite in favour of immigration and all that malarkey. And so the whole thing about a plague or a scourge of boat people, kind of, and the attempt was as a humorous outcome, mirroring, aping, if you will, the nonsense rantings of some lunatic bloke from Kent in the UK. So what I'm not going to do is offer a politician's non-apology. So I'm not going to say, I'm sorry if ... That's really quite pants. It's like a non-apology. So instead, I'm going to, and again, I've been looking at some of this stuff a bit, and I want to issue a triple lock of contrition. Yes, and I think politicians, if you wanted to seem slightly human or genuine, might want to copy my notes on this one. So I'm going to offer a combined apology, retraction, and clarification to some extent. So apology bit, I'm admitting harm and offence or offence and expressing regret. So if anyone has been listening to this or is about to listen to this, again, the linear nature of time is a bit confusing for me, and sort of feels hurt or thinks that I'm some kind of, I don't know, ranting gammon with a chicken leg in my hand, waving it at things I don't like and shouting and pontificating. And yes, I get that that is quite the stereotype right there. Well, that's not me as far as my intent goes. So I'm sorry for any harm or offence taken. So apology bit. Retraction. Formally withdrawing a statement as untrue or unjustified. Only as much as, again, I was trying for satire, humour-ish. So I don't know. Do I retract it? I didn't mean it, but that's the point of me saying it. Tricky one. I'll have to give that a bit more thought. Migrants are not a scourge or a plague. It's not a fair or factual description. There you go. I take it back. Shouldn't have said it. Or, oh man, this is a minefield. And thirdly, clarification. Explain what I meant, usually to reduce misunderstanding. So that's not what I intended to say. Let me explain. And this is my explanation. I wasn't calling migrants themselves a plague. I'm just concerned more about how the system is managed there. So yeah, triple lock of contrition, and it would be possibly useful for public people in the public eye to maybe utilize that kind of approach to seem more human. Maybe, I don't know. Anything else I want to say on that? Which is, just digging a bit deeper. So I was looking for irony, but that only really works if the content makes the contradiction unmistakable. And there, it's a phrase I quite like for the avoidance of doubt, because I quite like doubt. So typically I'll try to avoid it, but in this case it's probably a bad idea. So without this, it was more hyperbole or inflammatory metaphor or even sarcasm. But again, only if it's obvious that I mean the opposite to what I'm saying. And I didn't want anyone coming across this thinking, gosh, GB News have infected a community radio station. Boo, something should be done. So that's that. Anyway, back on with the show. That's it for now. And that was a seamless transition, I tell you. Yes, seamless. So back onto the original broadcast. And that was Cobra by the unlikely pairing of Spirit Box and Megan Thee Stallion, which is a splendid name. I've just noticed that DJ Deck hasn't fully woken up yet, so I can choose any song I like before they come and sort of re-establish their tyranny. So yeah, here's another one. We'll be right back. that was Blondie with Heart of Glass, which I remember very fondly from my childhood, as I was alive when it happened in the late 70s. Right, and also, I'm not sure if this is a family show or not, so just playing it safe. Fudge you, DJ Deck! I will play what I want to. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, sir. No, it won't happen again. Ah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're in charge. I'll shut up now. Moving on to the Wheel of Calamity, so we can figure out this week's theme. But just before we do, my lovely Susie, who is like all the best parts of me, she gave me a wonderful Christmas present, and I think each week you'll come up with a new musical composition. You'll hear it first to help introduce each show. So here we go for this week, and hopefully onwards. Yep, it's very much a work in progress, very Heidi high, but yeah, it should help help focus the mind and the attention. Or not. Back in a minute with Wheel of Calamity's decision. I don't know what's going on with the Wheel of Calamity these days, but we're meant to be a local show tackling local issues for local people. Kind of Stony Bridge, the radio show. But according to the Wheel of Calamity, this week we're going to be tackling the scourge of boat people who are flooding across the channel and invading the UK. Yes, the scourge of boat people. Okay, we'll get the first boffin prepped. Boffin, yeah, clonk them. No, don't perpetrate acts of violence upon them. They've got rights too. Very few, almost one right, but the right to want sunlight. I think that's one of them. I don't know. This is not my field. Anyway, the boffins are going to be prepped and readied for that particular issue, and I'll then try and communicate their suggestions, findings, comments, whatever. So, new song from DJ Deck, and then we'll get down to it. So let's have a quick look. DJ Deck, what have you got for me? It is a five of clubs, so let's do that.
Yeah. for us something new. Open mind for a different view.
And that was Metallica's Nothing Else Matters with Miley Cyrus featuring What, in all capital letters, W-A-T-T, What? Elton John, Yo-Yo Ma, Robert Sum... Oh, my. Let's go with Miley Cyrus et al. I can almost feel my beard growing here. Anyway, on to the boffins. First up, first of the plate is Mano. Mano, M-A-N-O, Mano. Mano says that we should process asylum claims faster. He's goes on to say the bottleneck is purely bureaucratic, with people arriving, waiting months or years or longer for some kind of decision, and the system gets all clogged up, which is a bad thing, he says. He is advocating faster processing, which means fewer people are going to be stuck in limbo, and then you've got fewer illegal situations. We want to avoid all these illegal situations. We want all our migrants to be legal or gone, I think is the right-wing rhetoric, prevailing sort of feeling I'm getting from this country. So let's have a look at that in practice. We replace whatever hide-bound paper form-based system we've got at the moment. We utilise some of the teachings of Henry Ford, who showed us that everything can be made, maybe not better, faster, using a production line. So we have a nice conveyor belt, not too fast, and you don't even need to use resources to move it, like electricity and motors. You could hand crank it. Anybody still waiting to be processed and the decision as to whether they're illegal or not, they could be part of the team with their hand to the crank, cranking the conveyor belt, moving it along at a fair clip, a fair pace. So there we have it, a family, maybe an individual, let them keep their mobile phones, you monsters, because that's kind of how they interact with people and get support and talk to people And I think overall that might be a good thing, though maybe some of them use it for nefarious purposes. But let's assume positive intent here. So you put the individual or the couple or the family on the conveyor belt. Some of the people who haven't yet been processed who are waiting in the queue, they wind the handle and then along it goes, along the conveyor belt. And then you can have various desks. Bureaucrats love desks at either side of a conveyor belt, and then they can shout or sort of use hand signals, whatever. Questions can be asked of the part of the boat people scourge that's coming along the conveyor belt, and then they can receive those answers and very, very quickly decide which rubber stamp to apply to. Let's have a big certificate with either sort of illegal or legal. America seems to be doing really well with that thing, and ICE, which seems a cool name for something which is seemingly very uncool in the news. But anyway, bit of paper for that petition, that claim, whatever, and they give it the right stamp. They've got to be quick because, again, the conveyor belt waits for no man or woman or any of the other genders in between. So, ask questions as many as you can as they trundle past, maybe hurtle past, who knows, and then give it the appropriate stamp in the box. And if you're too late, then we're going to assume that they're all right. So, yeah, it's your time to challenge them. And then they move to the next bureaucratic desk, and the same process happens, ba-ding, 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 until you get to the end of the conveyor belt run, and then they go into a final area where someone very quickly, let's put the final desk, like the boss level, at the end of the conveyor belt, and they then take the bit of paper, look at where the stamps have been put. Is it illegal, not illegal, not sure? Yeah, that sort of thing. So yes, illegal, no illegal, might be illegal. And then it's a matter of, well, you're not illegal, welcome, or you are definitely illegal, thanks but no thanks. And then in the middle one, I think, again, to speed up the process, you just put them back on back in the queue to go through the conveyor belt again and start the system anew. And I think I think that can be done in about 5 minutes. So here's a person or a couple or a family. Sort of, they get on the conveyor belt, they're hand cranked along. And then within 5 minutes, they can have a decision. And then that makes room for the next one. And I think 5 minutes. So you could do, 12 per hour. Yeah. Maybe 10. And then you can have some little breaks. Well, not machines. And then, so 10 per hour. Let's go for an 8-hour working day. So 80 per conveyor belt with all the various bureaucrats and people cranking it. What was that? 80 per day, which means if you had 10 conveyor belts, then you'd have 800 per day. And that might be a good way of speeding things up. I'm just going to check something using the interwebs. How many are we looking at per year of this plague? Tiny compared to a population. So 4,500 over the entire year for a population in the UK of about 67 million. So let me just tap that into some things. Who knew that this was so, technically, right. So, 45,000. Let's go for 300 working days. We are dealing with crown servants, so they're not going to be wanting to work lots more than that. So 45,000 divide by, what did we come up with? 300 days. So that's 150 claims per day. Yeah. So if we do, oh, what was the maths again? Oh, this one's really long. Sorry about this, Mano. You're not sure if you're going to be released. We're 25 minutes into the show and we're not much further on. So what was it? 10 per hour with an 8-hour day. So that's 80. So 80, 160. You'd only need two production lines here. If we're doing it at every 5 minutes, one claim is processed. So that's two production lines. Yeah, so that would be a lot less work, I think. We could just have maybe six bureaucrats, one boss-level Uber bureaucrat, the Think Powers itself. You can have someone who's half good at engineering to keep the thing maintained. Then all you need is paper, a bit of ink for the stamps, and outcomes decisions. There, fixed. Mano, I think you. Do we need any more show? I think we've solved it. What a guy. You go home. I mean, you even get a sort of a crust of bread. All right, ignore the witchetty grubs, and that is good bread. Yum. Go free. Go live your life. You've earned your freedom. Your right to want sunlight, we extend it to the inalienable right to actually have access to sunlight rather than wanting access to sunlight. Hooray, well done. Woo! DJ Deck, talk to me. What have you got for me? Next song is Four of Diamonds. So reasonably similar to the last one, yeah, mainly. Also, fair warning, I did manage to find a load of Uno cards and Monopoly sort of community chess cards lying around, Christmas shenanigans sort of fallout. So they've been incorporated into DJ Deck. So you may be hearing some more local tracks as a result of us having more Joker-type cards, which is fun, I hope. which is a thing. There you go. Doesn't have to be fun. You have now been informed, and you can reply just by saying, like, noted. Right, anyway, on to the song, and then more boffins. But yeah, Mano. Oh, see ya. Yeah, don't be grumpy. You're free. What more do you want? Anyway, Mano's going. And yes, he did very well. Very pleased with him.
I just wanna feel something, tell me where to go. 'Cause
quite a quick ending there. Well done. That was I Am Not a Woman, I'm a God by Halsey. One of those. I've always read things and I'm not sure how to pronounce them. And I didn't realise I could do this, but it's my radio show and I can do whatever I want, which was quite a revelation. I'm going to dedicate that song to Kate Hurricane West, who, in my opinion, is very much a force of nature within the local music scene. In fact, I have it on very good authority that Kate and her band Hear My Roar will be recording the next batch of songs later in February. So, yeah, in about, where are we now? 7 days? Yeah, soon. Seven-ish. Right, on to the next boffin. Fabianus. Real name? Not quite sure. Anyway, Fabianus, with his little crayon and his little card, is saying that what we need is better cooperation with EU countries. He says that most people are coming from France as like the last mile delivery, as Amazon would put it. They may be coming from further afield, but the last bit of their journey is from France, across the Channel Tunnel, to the shores of the UK. So he is saying that we should have joint patrols. I don't think that's a cannabis reference. That is the UK and the EU, probably French sort of patrol-y people working together in a good way. Coordinated asylum centres. I think with Brexit, we shut most of those down. So we need to open them back up and coordinate them or with them. And also agrees on returns, which will make crossings less attractive and safer, allegedly. So agreements on returns. So we're agreeing with France that if, and again, the bureaucratic process, if we streamline it, anyone who doesn't have the right number of stamps by the boss bureaucrat, at boss level, they're probably going to have to go back to France, which is, by the look of it, most of their point of origin. And then we'll send them back. Yes, get back to your own country. At least France isn't war-torn and devastated by ecological disaster, military bans. And that's not musical bands, it's kids with guns usually. So yeah, France is a reasonably safe place to be sent back to in comparison to a chunk of countries in the world. Again, this is not my expert field of knowledge, so I'm just rambling based on whatever I think I know and whatever the media thinks it's told me and chats with people. Anyway, making the returns less attractive and safer. At the moment, it's somewhat patchy, and that's why some people are risking their lives in tiny boats, as from their point of view, they have very few other options available to them. Though, I don't know, staying and being killed is an option. I think if anyone was given the option, like, oh, listener, right now, you can have a choice between two things. Go somewhere else or stay where you are and probably get killed. I mean, what would you like? Choose one of those. It's up to you. It's your choice. But that's kind of what's facing people. Not illegals, not, I don't know. Criminals, though some might be, get a group of people, and some of them are bound to have some criminal things, or at the very least, like my very good self, I have a whole raft of undetected crimes which I got away with. So far I'm like in a pre-criminal stage. I may do things that are criminal or not. I'm not admitting to a thing, my lud. But yeah, I haven't yet been categorized as being a criminal. So I've got away with it thus far. So what do we do with that? France, UK. we've got a bit of a tumultuous past relationship. It's had its good times and its bad times. And Brexit was a bit of a slap in the face for anyone in the EU trading bloc or whatever you want to call it. So, all right, let's go back into history. When has Britain, I suppose, achieved greatness? When is it? Right. It's somewhat to do with wooden ships, I think. We have sent out wooden ships full of very motivated people, and that has been the main mechanism for either subjugating most of the planet or offloading our entrepreneurial athletes to another country entirely. You've got entrepreneurs who are very light on their feet. So we chucked a load of them to Australia. I think that was one of our first, apart from making like wolves into whatever the hell they are these days, like dogs with defects. Eugenics, our first one with humans, I think, is when we got a load of entrepreneurs and athletes and we shipped them to Australia and then left the middle managers to breed. But we did have fights. But anyway, breed. So yeah, we're all offspring of middle managers, really. So anyway, back to the wooden ships. We commissioned some new wooden ships because that's how Britain propagates its greatness and communicates with other nations, at least historically. We load the ship up with friendly people and loads of British meals and snacks and things that are British. If someone had a British flag or a sent whatever flag and was waving that, what kind of snacks or food would they be brandishing in their other hand? So we load up the ship with nice food and snacks and British alcohol products. That's, a lot of this has been it's been mass produced and it's kind of British in name, but there's not much stuff left around which is British in nature. Global supply chains and such. Anyway, we get as British a collection of foods and snacks and drinks and things as we can, and then off sail the friendly people in their wooden ships. So that's not a tiny boat going from France towards the UK. It's a big wooden boat floating in the other direction, so we shouldn't have too many problems. They get to France, hopefully without being hassled too much. They're safe, the boat's big, we'll make sure it's watertight. And then let's assume that they forgot to take their documentation, passports and proof of identity. They're first going to need to go through the French process because, in effect, we're sending over boat people from the UK. With good intent and with snacks and nibbles and food and drink, but even so, you've got a load of undocumented, again, I think Americans like using that term, individuals who have just landed on a foreign shore with a credible story or not. So they're going to need to be processed, which means unless we've got refrigeration, which wasn't really a thing back then. We haven't got power sources. It's a wooden ship. All right. We use salt, which isn't going to work for anything that's non-savory. But we do our best to preserve the foods and the nibbles and the snacks and the drinks so that by the time the nice people on the boat have gone through whatever process they need to in France to allow them to stay and chat and offer out their snacks like on a tray at a party. And then we, through that mechanism, we can burn the sort of Well, unburn, we've burnt enough. We can restore, we can mend the bridge between France and the UK, which is at least scorched. Some would say ash rather than burnt wood, but whatever state it was in, through the wooden ships and the snacks and the nibbles and the drinks, hopefully we can mend those broken relationships, and then we can agree on some of this stuff around joint patrols and coordinated centres of asylum and agreeing to return people safely. Once we've agreed all that stuff, there'll be some wooden ships, which I think are still seaworthy, which can be used to help ferry people across. I mean, the channel is not that big, and wood is famously floaty, so I think we're going to be all right with that. So, thank you, Fabianus. And another solid answer. I mean, I had to do some heavy lifting, like with Mano, but we got there. So I think, yeah, Fabianus, with your made-up name, you're going to lose points for that one. You've still done enough to earn your freedom again. So, Susie, if you want to unlock the the luxury, Petit and Bijou, luxury studio. And then, yes, you too can go from having the right to want sunlight to having the right to actually having sunlight. So having the right to have. So, well, get rid of that bit. Having sunlight. There you go. Simplified it. And that should go quite a long way to helpfully preventing people risking their lives in tiny boats. Yeah. DJ Deck is glaring at me, one hand on the watch, 43 minutes in, and we've only had two boffins, and this might be a long show. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, Eight of Diamonds. So let's do that song and then figure out what we can do in 17 scant minutes. So that is what could be described as a remix, I suppose, generously described as a remix of Roxanne by The Police, but with a teeny tiny slight improvement. As you probably noticed, it's very subtle, but the more attentive of you listeners, I'm sure you spotted it. Every time the name Roxanne was sung, the track kind of sped up by 10%. which I liked. I don't know if you did. Well, that's a you problem. But now, yikes, 46 minutes in and we've hardly achieved a thing. I'm just rambling. So I'm going to say to myself, my internal monologue is saying, Drumster, stop watching the clock. And that, sort of, as Admiral Akbar would say, it's a trap. This is perfect for a show that's hurtling towards the end of its 1 hour duration. I'm not really sure what to do. Do I make this episode a two-parter or wrap up with a sprint through some AI poetry and just say we've solved it? So, I don't know. While this next track is playing, I'll ask Mr. Pink, who is beloved by all, for an actual ruling on this. And DJ Deck is looking very, very tired right now. So, well, I think Roxanne on speed was not a positive experience for them. I'll see if I can dig out another song that has been improved by the internet instead. Let me see what I can find. And that was, allegedly, a cover version of the Nirvana song About a Girl. A shabby cover version, I think we can agree, that the band Puddle of Mud are entirely responsible for. And then the internet came along and improved things. So, any high-ranged vocals, and that's for a flat vocal performance overall, so any of those vocals get dragged out at half speed to what I think is quite comedic effect. And it's nice to see the drummer in the band using some bongos rather than defaulting to the box of shame. And I've got there's some sinister pact, or there's a deal, or a contract's been signed. Every venue I play or visit, if there's no drum kit, then the poor drummer is sat there on the box of shame, playing the hell out of that box. And I don't know what they've done to warrant such punishment, or degradation. I feel like all of these poor drummers have signed some kind of nefarious contract with whoever makes the boxes of shame, and has committed to playing only their products and no other types of percussion. I don't know why, and it makes very little sense to me. I tried to reach Mr. Pink, but he was unavailable for comment. So I'm going to apply some common sense, which is painfully short supply around here. So this show, in yet another first, is going to become a two-parter with a cliffhanger ending and everything. DJ Deck is now slightly on fire after Puddle of Mud's air quote performance, so I'm going to call it. I'm going to say it's a joker on DJ Deck's behalf. So here is a local song by a local artist who grew up a few streets away from Summerfield Glimpses. The song's called Higher and the artist is called Branson. At the end of the track, I may find some kind of cliffhangery thing. Might be from Flash Gordon. Don't know yet. We'll see. I've got a song's worth of play to figure out what I'm doing. And then we're going to have to leave it there. And then, yeah, next week, you come back, gentle listeners, for part two of the ongoing struggle of the boffins versus the boat people. See you then. Then, because you asked so nicely, you get one AI poem on the theme, and then a Flash Gordon ending, and then an actual ending, and I'm going to go off and get something to eat, because I'm getting rather hungry. So, this is a reflection on the UK invasion of boat people. Yeah, so here we go. In the hush of dawn, the waters weep. A vessel drifts where shadows creep. From distant shores they sail through strife, in search of safety, a fledgling life. Hope is their beacon, fear their chain. The waves whisper tales of loss and pain. Yet hearts beat strong in cramped, cold hulls. Each soul a story, each dream a pull. Across the sea the sirens call, yet borders rise as barriers fall. A land of refuge, a flickering light, but through the fog they face the fight. Politics clash, opinions ignite, as humanity weaves through wrong and right. Among the currents, compassion and despair, in every wave a tender prayer. To craft a future on unfamiliar sand, they hear the weight of an unseen hand. They bear the weight of an unseen hand, better. So let us listen, let empathy steer, for in each journey a story is dear. Right, on to the ending stuff, and then hopefully speak to you, at you, next week. Yeah. Bye.